Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everybody. Chuck Bonneau, Julie Hayden, the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, Truth Straight Up.
That's right. Happy Party Friday, everybody. The show brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. So we have a slew of guests today.
That's
a technical media term. It actually means four. We're going to be talking largely about this fake hysterical controversy over Dave Williams. The rhinos backed by establishment uniparty people are trying to oust him, have been ever since. He is a grassroots.
They pulled off the upset of the century.
That's right, and they have they're essentially enlisting and manipulating Rhino County chairs to call for Dave to resign. Like Dave would say, "Oh, crazy Nancy Pelosi and Jeff Gosar should resign." So I guess I will. And those efforts, I'd be glad to tell you, are being slapped down. And one of the first guests, as soon as we get her, although she's traveling, I know, is Representative Brandi Bradley. A lot of this. How do I say it? Don't buy the fake news reports and the hysterical headlines about, oh, the Republican Party under horrible Dave Williams is anti-gay, anti-this, any of that. Okay, he's trying brand. She's driving, I know. So, Thomas, just let us know if you get her or don't get her. We'll have tons of other people joining us on Zoom. But Dave put out an email, a GOP email, regarding Pride Month. And he didn't really, and I think it's fair to say, address the LGBTQ thing so much, as he said, that this sets take this opportunity to push back and stand in opposition to the radical Democrat agenda, the trans agenda that seeks to sexually exploit, sexually abuse.
Child drag shows.
I mean, that.
To castrate children or their parents now.
Right. And who would be for that, actually, except for radical, crazy Democrats? And that's what he said, right?
But he is wrong. There are plenty of rhinos there for that.
Right, exactly. And they're not. I mean, that's the reality.
Well, of course they are.
Well, maybe. What they're really,
well, if the Democrats tell them it's good, it's good.
It's good, exactly. And it's all...
They don't have an independent mind. All they can do is take what the Democrats say and say, yeah, I believe, but with, a little... slightly less.
Right. Well, and I think a lot of it is just simply the liberal media, the Anschutz media industrial complex wanted to...
It's just different than media. That is the so-called Republican establishment media, to tell the truth.
Exactly. And what they used is they took the headlines that the lefties were all pushing and then just expanded them and tried to make it appear that the Republican Party was putting out all this anti-gay stuff. And then couldn't be farther from the truth. And if we can get Representative Bradley, I know she was traveling into her district in like the far reaches of the hinterlands in southern Colorado. So she warned that we might not be able to get her right away. But she put out a perfect tweet, I think. And she said, let's just clarify what Dave Williams and the Colorado Republican Party said, keeping in mind that at the state assembly, the Republican Party, 4,000 people voted to say that we were opposed to subjecting children to chemical castration, mutilation,
puberty blockers,
all in advance of this radical trans agenda and the indoctrination of children. And everybody voted for it. So it should be no surprise to anyone that Dave Williams went ahead and issued a statement saying that we were opposed to that. And Representative Brandi Bradley put out a brilliant tweet on that. Oh, and we do have her now.
All right.
Hey, Brandi, I know you're traveling, so thank you for your time this afternoon.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
So as we were saying, we were kind of explaining this controversy, and we're going to get to what Jefferson County did last night, which was slap down the rhinos trying to oust Dave. But I thought your tweet just brilliantly and wisely and compassionately essentially spelled out just what we're talking about here. So I thought I'd get you on just to sort of explain that to folks, explain the difference between what the Republican Party believes and what the liberal media is trying to say we believe.
Well, I think the liberal media is trying to say that we despise the LGBTQ community, and that's not true. Live your life however you see fit. But when you are trying to bring kids into drag shows, and when you're trying to conform children into this gender incongruence behind their parents' backs, that's when we're done. Dave Williams was attacking the progressives that believe that. There are certainly a number of LGBT memberships and groups that are helping us fight this indoctrination.
Well, you're absolutely right. I know the gays against groomers, although the Democrats don't allow you to say the groomer word.
Not down at the Capitol.
Not down at the Capitol. Basically said the same thing. They said, no, this is not what we believe in, right? This radical trans agenda, this is not what we're about. I would think that, as you put it, there's the difference between tolerance and accepting people for who and what they are, and sort of a live and let live kind of attitude with compassion, and then trying to say that an adult man has to be able to use the bathroom and change in the locker room with a pre-adolescent girl. Those are two very different things, right?
Absolutely. And I think that that's what Dave Williams emailed. Listen, people were mad about the title. Get over your hurt feelings. He is trying to protect our children from being indoctrinated. And he's certainly trying to protect our female, our women, our biological women, from men being in their locker rooms and their safe spaces. This is not tolerant. We are not going to tolerate this in the state of Colorado. And what's happening in Jefferson County, she gets what she deserves. It was a reactionary statement. And everyone should have taken a pause, digested what Dave sent, and focused again on the real enemy. And so now that message is being muddied. The real message is, we are not going to allow you to indoctrinate our kids, and we're not going to let biological males play in women's sports. And we're going to go and attack the real enemy of the state, which are the Democrats, who are taking our state into a worsening position every day. Third least safe state in the country.
Well, and you know, this progressive mafia, I would call it, you know, they send out their hitmen. Anytime you touch even remotely a topic that they can attack you on. And I would say,
but it's not the progressive media. It is, in fact, the rhino wing of our own party. Right. They join in. I mean, they're no different than they take their signals from the progressive. They know that they're supposed to agree with the progressive, slightly toning it down, and they proceed ahead. And that's what they're there for. I mean, you know, our enemy is not simply the Democrats. Our enemy are the Democrats and their enablers within the Republican Party. And unless and until we cease listening to the progressive enablers in our own party, we're dead.
I would agree 100%. That's why Rep. Bottoms, Rep. DeGraff, Rep. Locke, and myself get attacked very often.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, and let's talk a little bit about that, because I think what is happening is both the rhino establishment wing of the party and the progressive Democrats were used to being able to raise all these fake news headlines, and everybody would cower in fear and apologize, and everyone would resign, and they could go on their merry way. And with people like you, people like Dave Williams, Stephanie Luck, Kendra Graff, Scott Bottoms, all of you, that's not happening anymore. And Brandy, they do not like it one little bit, do they?
They don't. And gone are the days of towing the line. We are a new group of Republicans that are going to speak out. We're going to go on Twitter. We're going to call anyone out that is towing the line. They're coming after our children. They're coming after our guns. They are sacrificing our First Amendment rights. I mean, when do you jump off the fence that you're on?
Right, right. Well, and that's something I would say too. I mean, you make a good point there. And it's not so much, I would say this, I mean, yes, there is a new group of Republicans in there, but they have, when you give them an inch, they take a mile, right? They take, you say, okay, well, we're going to be tolerant. And now they're like, well, you have to tolerate this. And then you have to tolerate this. And now you have to tolerate this. And as you said, all of a sudden now they're saying they can chemically castrate your pre-adolescent child without having to tell you about it, right? I mean, that's what happens. And it's not just that we have new Republicans, which is great, but the Democrats have just, I believe, taken it so far that they have lost most of the people except the rhinos and the radical Democrats.
Well, and I'll tell you, Julie, I have radical feminists on my side that are praising me on Twitter. I have LGBT people that are praising me on Twitter. I have extremists praising me on Twitter. They didn't count on that. And so now they're going to use Dave Williams' email to send out a message because they're losing, because we are collecting signatures on these ballot initiatives without any money behind us. And we are telling people, even if this loses, we are telling people what's happening in Colorado. And people right, left, and center are waking up, and they don't agree with this.
Right. Well, and, you know, and people need to wake up, because I was at the Adams County meeting last night, and there was some discussion of this, to put it mildly. And some very sincere, I'm sure well-intentioned woman stood up and said that she didn't think we should be even talking about this, that we should just, we're not going to change anyone's minds, and we should just let people live their lives. And everyone was like, I was astounded. She clearly did not understand what's happening. She clearly doesn't have children in school, right? Because live and let live works if the other side is willing to let you do that. But if the other side is shoving this radical agenda down your throat, into your children and onto your children without their knowledge, the time is long gone to say, hey, look, we shouldn't be trying to boss other people around, I would say.
I mean, that was my question. Does she have children? Is she okay with a 6'3" man walking in while her daughter's using the bathroom? Is she okay changing into a swimsuit with a man watching her? That's okay?
Right. Well, and I think people who maybe don't get out very much don't have any idea that that's actually what's going on in the world. Well, let me ask you how, because I want to give you guys credit, because Dave did not back down, right? They threw everything and the kitchen sink at him. He did not back down. You haven't backed down. You're not going to back down, but it's got to be hard. I mean, I see the attacks on you. We've seen the attacks on Dave, right? We've seen the attacks on us. I mean, it's hard, isn't it?
It's hard as a human, but when you know that you're doing what's right for your Lord and Savior, who has done nothing but protect and provide grace for us, then you know it's right. And it doesn't matter what the naysayers say.
Yeah, it's, you know, they've made it so extreme and so awful. If you're not willing to stand up for kids being sexually mutilated, then you can't stand up for anything. I mean, and that's those who want to replace Dave. That's who they are. They want our kids mutilated without their parents' consent. Because that's what they're pushing for.
Right.
But they'll say, oh, no, I'm not for that. I'm just for tolerance of gays. You're kind of like, the intolerance of gays, you take a fifth grader, you give them puberty blockers and permanently alter their lives without the parents knowing. And that's what they're for.
I had a group of parents attack me over my comment to Dave Williams saying that their non-binary trans three-year-old would think that my comment was hateful. And that's what we're up against, right? But my kids are never going to go through this. My kids are never, because they know that they were beautifully and perfectly made in the eyes of the Lord. I think that telling a child that they yes. were a mistake and that they have to chop off healthy body parts is one of the most abusive things I can think of telling a child. And no wonder they're 13 times more likely when they go down this path to commit suicide. I wanted to respond and say, and they said, I hope that when they are an adult, they will thank us. And I thought to myself, they're not going to make it to being an adult.
No.
The reality is they're going to commit suicide before they're an adult.
Right.
And what do you make then of the Republicans, the Rhino Republicans, the establishment
Republican.
Who would rather see children destroyed so they can oust Dave Williams and try to grab. I mean, that's my feeling, right? That they are so desperate to hang on to the teensy bit of power that they might have that they don't care if they throw Colorado's children off the cliff, as long as they, I mean, none of them are trying to set the record straight. None of them push back and say, no, that's not what was said at all. Instead, they just jump on the train and they're, like I said, they're happy to run over the children in their way to get some power. I mean, what do you make of those people?
I mean, they offend me more than the Democrats, to be quite honest. I mean, we know what we're wrestling with, and I think that they played straight into the hands of the enemy, to be quite honest. And I think
they were always part of the enemy. That's the thing we haven't recognized for long enough. They're not on our side. They're on their side in order to weaken us.
Well, I think it's great to expose those people. And now, you know, we do forward. The real task is to win back at least 5 seats. I'm focused on the Democrats and getting some of them out of office. We have communists at our state house, and their goal is to, you know, to kill Colorado. I mean, we see it, right? I'm in Branson, Missouri, the Midwest, who loves the Lord. Their roads are great. You don't see homeless. There's not dirty areas everywhere. I mean, it's so different being in a red state than it is a blue state.
Oh, yeah, well, we're doing what we can to change it. Hey, listen, I know we've got a packed show today. So we've got Tim Leonard from Jefferson County, and we're going to explain what he's going to talk about. But Brandy,
thank you so much for what you do and for coming on the program.
Love you guys. I'm happy to be on anytime.
All right. Okay. Love you too. Thanks, Brandy. All right. Brandy Bradley there. Courageous. You should see the way they attack her on Twitter, right? Okay. And Jen, she doesn't back down one step. Here's, let's see, from the from Dr. Donna, who is a candidate in HD 53. So everyone vote for her if you're in HD 53. Leave our children alone. She says, indeed, my Democrat opponent is an ordained minister that supports the mutilation of children. The last week we had a meeting with Gays Against Groomers and was disappointed with the turnout from those in the party as well as the Christians. And Dr. Donna notes that there's no return for a child once you, I mean, once you go down that sexual mutilation road. From Charlene, Liz Cheney and Nancy Pelosi censured the former for a successful coup against Trump in 2020 and later for the unsuccessful coup against the Colorado GOP leadership. Koch surrogates popping up on Facebook. I ask them if they are MAGA or Globa. And then she says, love this girl, Brandy. And I don't know, I can't see everybody on Zoom. So if Tim Leonard, if you're on Zoom and and Thomas, if he's there, oh, he's not here yet. Okay. Can you kind of give me a sense if, go ahead and call him. So part of this came to a head when Nancy Pelosi, who is the chair of the Jefferson County Republican Party, who was originally part of grassroots, part of the original opt-out team.
Well, she portrayed that too.
Right. Exactly. And, put out a statement on official Jeffco letterhead,
right,
using official Jeffco emails, assets,
money,
and everything. Calling out Dave Williams, completely misleading everybody what was said and what was meant, and completely, riling things up intentionally and calling.
Well, Nancy Pelosi is nobody's puppet master. I mean, she is a puppet. And so the people from Denver and probably Arapaho, you know, they said, look, you do it. We don't want to be the face. And she said, oh, okay, I'll be a leader. Do you need to check back the executive committee or any? No. I do whatever I want to do.
Right. So she unilaterally, without any authorization from the actual Republicans in Jefferson County, who she is, supposed to be representing, issued this statement demanding that Dave resign, calling on all members of the state central committee, right, to sign a petition demanding that he resign, and then demanding a meeting where she was, I'm sure, hoping that she would execute a coup, and then she would become the chair of the state party because she was so wonderful. Only it didn't work out that well. From Charlene, he thought he was on at 3:30. He probably did. I switched his time a little bit. No. So if you could tell Tim that he could come on now, if he could come on. So, but anyway, Jefferson County fought back, right? And I'll let you explain it because you talked to a lot of them.
Well, they said, no, this is approved by no one. So they called a meeting for the Adams County Republicans and
Jefferson County.
And of course, she tried to railroad it, refused to, said everybody had to leave. They refused to leave. So she said, okay, well, my executive committee, then we'll go to another room. And then they went to the other room and Tim Leonard went with them. And halfway through it, she's going, wait a minute, you're not on the executive committee. You need to get out of here. I'm not getting out.
No. And to make a long story short, and Tim will sort of explain it, what the Jefferson County Republican Party then did was censured Nancy Pelosi for taking this unilateral action, saying that she stirred everything up. She caused Jefferson County to look bad. She threw the county into a brouhaha that they had, no intention of being in, that no one else even wanted to be in, and no one else even really agreed with her about this, right? Mm-hmm. So they censured her. And then they also said that all of her actions in trying to get Dave and trying to call this special meeting to require Dave to resign was determined to be null and void. And we do have Tim with us. Hey, Tim, thank you. Sorry about the time snafu, but thank you for your time. Well, can you unmute yourself? Oh, there you go.
Good. Sorry about that. I had down for 3:30, so.
No. All right. It could be my operator. It's Chuck's fault.
It's totally Chuck's fault.
Oh, great.
But you wrote a great great letter explaining the issues with the unilateral unauthorized action that the chair, Nancy Pelosi, took. Why don't you explain all that and then explain what happened at the meeting last night?
You know, and there are two issues. Obviously, the folks that were triggered are really have Dave derangement syndrome is really the biggest issue that we've seen. And that goes all the way through. So no matter what he does, but especially if he speaks boldly on real Republican issues that are in the Republican platform that are very serious moral and cultural issues, but they divide the Republicans and the Democrats. So it's perfect stuff to be able to talk about, but they can't handle it. So they get triggered. And that's what got triggered. So with in the last week. But the second issue that the executive committee had to wrestle with, which I'm not on, I'm a bonus member, so I'm involved in one, but I'm not involved in the executive committee. And the executive committee obviously is the one that's responsible for managing their director, the chair. And it comes to find out that she's sent out 100 press release to 100 media and then starts to inform us. And this was a week ago Friday. So today's Friday. So it was 1 week ago that she sent out an email to us, Jeffco folks, that said, here's the press release I sent out early this morning already to 100 media outlets. And it's calling for the resignation of Dave. And it signed the petition. Click the link here and we'll call for a special meeting. And it really threw all of us. Now, again, I'm not on the executive committee, so what did I know? But comes to find out that a lot of people didn't know. And then sure enough, it's radio shows and it's press and it's all this. And so I write this letter you're referring to the next day on Saturday. And I just put it succinctly to Jefferson County folks. And I actually just went to our bonus members. We got about 25 bonus members. So I kept it exactly as tight as possible. And first I called Nancy first to find out exactly why she did it and validated everything. So Friday, when she finished releasing that, I called her at about 10 o'clock in the morning. This started at 7. And I said, did you have authority to do this? What are your intentions? Why are you doing it? What do you propose? What's the end game here? And I got everything that everybody's always been saying. So the issue that basically separates the issue, defends Dave, that says he's the best we could get in a chair ever because he's spending his time throwing bombs at the Democrats.
Right.
That they explode on themselves. How are you going to defend, right, a grooming and sexualization of children, stealing their innocence? I mean, he's got the pictures of, you know, 55-year-old guys in their underwear dancing in front of children, drag queen participation, you name it. And parents are sick of it. And the Republicans are sick of it. And they want somebody to stand up and push back. And so sure enough, he's pushing back. But what do the Democrats, what do the Republicans do? This constituent of public Republicans, call them whatever you want, but they don't believe in the party platform as deeply as a lot of us do. They grab this hand grenade back from the Democrats and toss it around till it explodes on them. And that's what this is. So this petition has sucked the air out of the room that now all our candidates are getting asked that. You never hear any Democrats talk about it. They don't have to. Just hand them a shovel. We're right. Doing the digging. And so this circular firing squad is what it's about.
If you were a rhino and you said, okay, my job as a rhino is to destroy the Republican Party in Colorado pretending to be for it. What better timing, just as the primaries are about to end and to destroy the Republican Party than get everybody at each other's throat? And so they have, vis-a-vis their Democratic masters. I mean, this wasn't just a one-second thing. I mean, they've been they've been planning this for months and Dave's email said, that's good enough. Let's go with this. It's the perfect timing just before the primaries and kind of destroying whatever chances Republicans have in many races. But it's only time they do it. I mean, I got to stand up now to make sure we don't take any House seats. I mean, they're just taking their orders from the Democratic masters.
I would just rephrase, because someone said this the other day, that it's the trap that's been set by the Democrats want to do everything you said, right? They want to destroy the party. I think these Republican in name only folks, they don't want to destroy it. They just want to take it over.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Well, power,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they exactly. want to take it over.
That, right.
Perfect.
Yeah. Right. And then, so that's what the candidates, they want. So when they see this filter, and Dave's job was, I remember asking him, you know, you want my vote. Will you hold Republicans accountable for being Republicans? Because if we have these Joe O'Days and everybody else that says, hey, don't give me a survey. Don't ask me what platforms that I believe in or not. I'm an R, and therefore you have to vote for me. And I've served with those people. I serve when there are people that they're pro-aborts. They don't care about raising taxes. They don't care about anything. But they come from solid D rural areas that they put an R after their name, and they're actually
right.
a D. And,
right.
and you, can,
right.
you can see them in those rankings of you know, the Liberty rankings. They're yeah. all with their D's and F's at the bottom. And that's just exactly what these people do. Well, we don't need those kind of D's in our party. And that's what Dave's job is, to weed them out, hold them accountable, the Ken Bucks of the world, like he was doing.
Sure. Sure.
And then secondly, to say, I'm not interested in you running in our party if you're actually a D. And that's what triggers this group of people. And I think Nancy's, they've had it very orchestrated. Friday is this, Saturday is that, weekend is this, Monday starts with the radio
right.
shows, and it builds up to Thursday, and there's going to be a big explosion. And my only job with others was to stop that momentum, was to
yes.
say, Dave's the right guy at the right time doing the right thing. And Nancy is way out of bounds because she's running rogue off the plantation from her executive party. And so that's what happened last night, is they said, yeah, you've done this too many times, and we have to rein you in.
Well, and interestingly, like you said, and I point out, it started, I think, even before then, because the week before all of this started, Ernest Lunning, who's the Colorado politics right, reporter who reported right. on this, did this like out Q&A. Of the blue glowing story about Nancy Pelosi. I'm right. like, well, who orchestrated? I mean, I guarantee you Ernest Lunning wasn't sitting around going, I know that
Jeffco girl.
Yeah. GOP, you know, so, but you know, I think you're right. You guys did a good job of censoring Nancy and saying you can't do this and taking it back. But you notice what also, Tim, you haven't seen any reports of that anywhere, right? Zero people. The organizations that all went to town about, oh,
Ernest Lunning is not covering
them. He didn't call Nancy and say, hey, how did that censorship thing go? Well, let me ask you this then too, because we want to check it. I want to clarify this. So Nancy issued sort of a non-apology, it seems to me, right?
I haven't seen it. If she has, all I saw was from the state party. Came out, and the state party was because I'm not on the executive committee, but the originator of the resolution, he had took some friendly amendments to be able to make it palatable. And some said, we need to, like, information. She had to turn over and release and surrender all the information that had to do with it, all the 100
yeah.
media outlets, all the interviews, all the
yes.
emails, all the secret oligarchy
right.
that she was having, and had to turn it over. And they were nervous that, can we turn it over to the executive committee? Well, maybe it'll go public and maybe we shouldn't have this. So
what's wrong with transparency?
Well,
yeah, I know.
They were trying to get it.
I can see some of it. I can see some of it, right? You don't have to disclose everything, but they finally came up with we could make it public to everybody in the executive committee. So he had to change that. And then he went out of the executive session, and which they all agreed to, that they wouldn't vote in there. They would take it out, had their debate there, and then they would take it out. So no one knew what the vote would be. Mm. And then they went out into the public room, where there were probably just as many of the public, people like me, that were there. And that's when the author, which was Jimmy Mack, that read it, and it was videotaped, and he read that and in its revised form. And then they took a ballot vote, and they counted the ballots, and it was 19-8
yeah.
and to censor her and to follow those guidelines. And it was effective immediately. She said she would apologize. And there was sort of an apology that was in that room, and we'll see what comes out. I know she's upset because she couldn't issue a press release herself because she had been immediately censored.
Right.
So there was a a subcommittee that was formed in order to do that. But a committee doing anything is going to take a while. And she had already said, whether she's chair or not, or no matter what happens, at noon, there was going to be released to Dave a letter to him and all the names of the people that had signed it, and then a press release. And then to the press, she was going to release, obviously, the press release plus the letter to Dave, and they wouldn't get any of the names. But now, of course, Dave and the state party would have a problem. I don't think he's gotten those names yet. And it's
Here's what my understanding is from talking to Dave. So, yeah, Nancy, on the one hand, said, oh, OK, I guess I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done this without authorization. And then went ahead to say, yeah, all of the stuff I did without authorization, I'm still going to proceed on, even though you have all just told me to stop it and to knock it off. I'm going to keep going. But my understanding is what will now happen is, as far as the state party is concerned, this is my understanding, Nancy's actions are null and void that she took. And what you now have is, and this is kind of in the weeds for folks, but it's the way the Republican Party works, is you have a controversy. You have the chair doing something that the committee specifically told her not to do. So what there's not going to be any vote on Dave resigning or not resigning, no matter how many names Nancy Pelosi and how many press releases she puts out. What the state party, I think, will then proceed to do, from my understanding, is try to say, okay, can Nancy Pelosi, who wins this battle, right? Does the Jeffco executive committee get to tell Nancy Pelosi what to do, or does Nancy Pelosi get to act on her own? Then they'll resolve that. And I mean, obviously, Nancy Pelosi can't do what she did, so.
Well, under the party's name. Now, what she is a bonus member. So like me, she's one of 406, and she has all the right in the world, as anyone does, to say, hey, I don't like what's going on. I want to circulate a petition. And she's done that. So you could make a case that all those.
Yeah, except that we just read the thing she sent out and said, here, press this button to sign this petition. That is not her acting on her own.
Yeah, it's my
That's acting as party chair.
Yeah, that becomes
push this
null
button and sign the petition.
So like you said, she could start all over again if she wants to. And once again, I would go back to your original. The main point here is you got to ask yourself, why would you want to do that? Right? Why would she want to do that?
That's what the executive committee had discussions before this meeting was. Well, there's plenty of people that want to call for a resignation. But then they said, you know, we're just doing the same thing as we tell these other people. Why would we take the last 6 months of a election year and fire our chair, whether it's the state chair or the county chair? And they prudently said, no, we just want to send to you, keep going, work on our candidates and keep moving. So you're right. Anybody who would sign that says we want to throw out the state chair in the middle of everything is ridiculous.
Exactly. Well, listen, Tip, people, by the way, love you, by the way, if you can see the chats there.
You're a rock star.
You're a rock star. We will let you go because you've got Darcy Schoening from the Colorado Republican Party come out now. Thank you.
Thank you, Janet. Great work last night, really.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to defend the right people in the Republican Party.
All right. Great.
All right, Tim. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. We'll have you back. The comments. This guy is great. I'm not familiar with him. And this is from Charlene, running rogue at the behest of the Coat Network. Exactly, Charlene. Great work nicking it. Head him off at the pass. I'm nipping it in the bud. Okay, now we got a pack. Show me. We got Darcy Schoening here, and then after Darcy, Janet Joshi. But wanted to bring Darcy Schoening in with the Colorado Republican Party.
Hey, Darcy.
Darcy, everyone loves you, so welcome back on Party Friday. Well, you got to unmute yourself. Oh, everybody.
Hello, how are you?
We're good. So we were talking, and maybe just get a little bit of insights for you, but just about the whole controversy. So Nancy Pelosi and the Rhinos' attempt to call for a resignation of Dave was sort of nipped in the bud
by the people.
Yeah, because the oligarchs who think they run the Republican Party at the county levels were stunned to find out that that they have to listen to the people they represent. What do you make of that? And any insights on what happens next? And you may not, I know, but.
Well, I've actually got a lot of insight on it. I've been being contacted from people from counties all across the state over the last couple of days. Boulder, I'm actually messaging with someone from the Denver GOP right now. And all of them are saying the same sentiments that you just articulated coming out of Jeffco, which is that some of these chairs and vice chairs just went full blown and used the name of their county to try to oust Dave. But first of all, that's not even how it works.
Right.
You have to get the 25% of the signatures. So what they're hoping is that they can use the names of these counties to kind of play into the media, yeah. And the media is not fact-checking. So it sounds like, oh gosh, 13 counties want Dave gone. First of all, there's 64.
Right. So there's 50 plus counties. That's my point. The headline was, and that's, you're exactly right, Darcy. That was a headline in Colorado Politics, right? 12 county chairs want Dave gone. I'm like, you could equally say 50 plus county chairs support Dave Williams, well, right?
64 counties.
So. Well, yeah.
Right. And so that's what's happening. But I mean, people are reaching out to me from all over saying, hey, I need help. My county chair totally went against myself and several others, and we don't want Dave ousted. We love Dave. I mean, I'm getting messages like that even from people in Boulder County. So,
tell you what happened then in Adams County last night, because equally, and I think we in Adams County are going to be channeling our inner Jeffco and doing something about it. So last month at the meeting, our chair, Daniel Bellefontaine, is let's just say I have seen him at times be less than truthful, and he's clearly a rhino. He's against the opt-out, right? And there was some talk that he was going to ask to, you know, send something out.
He was going to have the favorite hated person in Arapahoe and Adams County give a resolution to oust Dave. And that's, what's his name?
Tom Scoville.
Tommy T. Scoville.
No, the mean not guy.
And so Tommy T. gets up to make the thing. The place is packed. Everybody's there, knowing it's coming, and then they say no. We want to vote, and they reverse it 100%. They say we support Dave, and our chair cannot sign anything on our behalf.
And that's dozens of people. It was like 95%.
There's about 60 people.
Yeah,
60,
dozens
70 people.
Of people voted. So then last night,
and it was 90-1 approximately.
I mean, vast majority of people made it totally clear to the Adams County chair, Daniel Bellefontaine, that Adams County Republicans support Dave Williams, right? So
and I did a resolution to that effect,
right,
to be sent to the state party.
Right. So then last night, Daniel Bellefontaine entertains a motion
from
same Tom Scoville to send a letter to Dave demanding he resign immediately. Only this time, Daniel said only 10 people who were members of the executive committee could vote. 10 people, right? And of those 10 people, 6 voted to send the letter immediately. So of the thousands and thousands of Adams County Republicans, of the dozens who were at the meeting last month to support Dave Williams, 6 people voted to send Dave a letter of resignation. And he said,
and that's by and large because Bellefontaine had stripped anybody from the executive committee that didn't agree with him. And then he only got a 6-4 vote.
Yes.
So, you know, do this executive committee represent Adams County or represent Bellefontaine? I mean, it's just.
So we'll be calling you too, because that's just outrageous that 6 people would override the vote of dozens and dozens of people.
And it doesn't, at the end of the day, it doesn't even matter other than the trash that they're putting out into the media.
Right.
That's not how the signatures or the votes work.
Right, right.
So this whole game they're playing is just, I mean, it's literally just for pats on the head from the Democrats.
Exactly. Well, and that gets me to the point I wanted to have you on. And we got Janet Josey coming on in about 5 minutes here. And that is, so it's my understanding, Americans for Prosperity, the Koch brothers who support Jeff Crank, dumped another roughly $250,000 worth of ad buys like yesterday, right? Or something in CD5. Dave is being outspent, I would guess at this point, 20-1 or something something like that. So you guys are, there's some efforts going on to help Dave. Why don't you talk about that?
Sure. So we've got a couple different things going on right now because CD5 is, I mean, it's so important to Colorado and to the state.
Well,
the last thing that we want is Koch brothers with their hands in CD5 so heavily.
Right.
I mean, they spent millions. So tomorrow we've got a fundraiser at the Manhattan Room, which is on InterQuest in Colorado Springs. That's a fundraiser for Dave at 4:30. Obviously, you know, fundraiser, it's to raise money. It's to somewhat compete with the millions that AFP is throwing at this. But as always, you know, we're the Republican Party. If anybody wants to come meet Dave, support Dave, you don't have to make a contribution. We just want you there. And if you can't make it and you just want to pitch in a couple dollars to Dave's campaign and CD5, every dollar helps. Like a dollar is like three text messages to get out to the public. Like that's three people that we can reach with just one of your dollars. So go to daveforcolorado.com and you can donate there. The other massive thing that we've got going on, we've got a Zoom call tonight. We've got a whole get out the vote grassroots effort going on across CD5. But because of Dave's popularity across the state, anybody that wants to help Dave, doesn't matter where you are. If you're in Boulder and you feel like what they're doing to him is wrong, if you're in Mesa County, we've got a Zoom call tonight. You can text me. You can call me, message me on Facebook. Or you don't even have to be on the Zoom call. If you've got an hour over the next week or a couple hours, I'll get you a list of people to call. We think this is going to be a race that's decided by a couple thousand votes one way or the other. So if we could get, you know, 10 or 20 more people across the state who said to themselves, our chair is standing up for us. Now I want to stand up for him. We could really put a dent into the millions of dollars that's being funneled into El Paso County.
And let me clarify too for folks, because I've done some of this calling. And so is this the kind of thing where the people, when I've done calling before, what you usually do is you dial a number that you're given and you just hit a button and there's a recorded message or a text that goes out? Or are you having people actually talk to people?
We're actually having people talk to people. Okay. There is some robocalls and texts that are going out and things like that. But in this instance, like these last couple of weeks, we really want people to engage with who they're talking to and kind of gauge if they know what's been going on with Dave and how he's being outspent and what they can do to help. So it's important that we reach as many of the voters as we can.
And for folks who might be kind of nervous about that, you guys provide all the help they need in terms of what to say, how to respond to questions, things like that, right? So it's not like you would just reassure folks, you're not just becoming like, oh, hi, this is Julie, I vote for Dave. I mean, right? You give them all the support that they need, right?
It's really, really easy. And we give you a script and, you know, if you kind of get in the weeds with a caller that you're not sure what to say, that obviously, you know, there's ways that the easiest thing to do is just say, here's Dave's number, call him, he would love to
talk. There you go. Right. There you go.
That's what we do.
Also say, because like you said, 10 or 20 people can make all the difference. And I've done this, guys. And if you're interested, it really isn't that hard. It's not like you're doing like calling and asking people to sign up for like cryptocurrency or something like that. No. I have found most people either right away, either number one, just don't answer their phone, or number two, right away say, no, I'm not interested. But people are nice about it. People understand that
well, you're not calling Democrats.
Right. You're not calling Democrats. And you're calling likely day voters. And people understand that this is an important election. And what I found is nobody, I mean, I didn't have anyone ever be rude to me. Some of them said, hey, look, I'm not interested.
You got to be prepared for that.
Just but what I'm saying is I don't think, I just encouraging people, don't be afraid. It's not a bad situation at all.
It's not hard at all. And it could, you know, your 10, 20, 100 calls can make all the difference in CD5 so that we can keep CD5. Well, I wouldn't even say keep, move that to conservative leadership. And my kids are 8 and 9. My kids make calls and knock on doors. So if an 8-year-old little girl can do it, then I'm pretty sure all these great Republicans across the state of Colorado.
Darcy, how should they get hold of you? I mean, why not?
You can text me 630-796-5885, Darcy at colo.gop.org, or I'm on every social media channel. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Darcy Shanane, and I am checking my messages really frequently right now, given all that's going on. Donna, I'll repeat the number, 630-796-5885. All right. And feel free to send anybody our way that can pitch in over the next couple of weeks. We appreciate you guys and everything that all the people that are trying to help with CD5 and just Colorado in general.
Well, and Darcy, you know, we appreciate you too. I think Tim Leonard, our previous guest, called it. He said those rhinos out there have Dave derangement syndrome, and we got to fight them. So thank you for all that you're doing.
You're doing a great job, and it really is for the soul of the party in the next couple of weeks. And CD5 is going to be the grounding test. So
it is.
Best of luck.
All right. Thanks, Darcy.
Thank you, guys.
All right. And now I think I saw Dr. Janik Joshi joining us also. Dr. Joshi, if you're there, you can go ahead and unmute yourself because he's got stuff going on,
yeah,
too.
He's got his own battle going.
Yeah. Yeah. Is he there? I bet he is. He's okay. Hey, Thomas, if you see him, maybe he's, oh, there you go.
There we go.
Oh, see, he's in the, I think he's in the car. As I said, he's busy there. Hey, doc, are you there, sir? What? Hey, can you unmute yourself and scooch the phone over?
All we get is the roof.
Dr. Joshi, can you unmute yourself? Well, you've got your mute on.
That appears to be his wife.
Yeah. That's his campaign organizer.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Whoop, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, thank you. All right, there you go. Okay. I see you've got your crack staff is helping you too.
That's so right.
Thank you for your time. Dr. Joshi is the grassroots candidate in CD8.
CD8,
which is our candidate, Dr. Joshi. We're going to be voting for him. So I know you have some stuff going on too. And thank you, because I know we don't have a ton of time here. But why don't you explain how the campaign is going and what it is you want, you know, what you want folks to know?
Well, the campaign is going good. Just like everywhere else. It is a same issues in every district, it seems like at this point. And I heard about what was going on last night too. And they are trying their best to badmouth all four of us. We are the grassroots candidates. And I just saw an email too, where now Gabe and Jeff Crank are going to have a fundraiser together. So,
excellent. They don't have enough AFP money. So
flocks of feather goes together.
Well, and let me ask you this too. We were speaking earlier about the Adams County Republican Party Chair Daniel Bellefontaine trying to do an end run and let
around his own party,
around his own, you know, county party. Which we're going to do everything we can to put a stop to. But he hasn't exactly been treating you fair either, has he? I understand there is going to be a debate tonight between you and Gabe Evans, the AFP-backed candidate. And then Daniel told you, he basically uninvited you to the campaign and said it was called off. Then you made other plans, this being the last part of the campaign. And so you're obviously busy. And then he called back and said, oh, now we're going to have it. Oh, too bad you can't come. Is that right?
Yeah, he texted me, I believe it was Monday night or something, that he was afraid that because of all this LGBTQ thing, there might be protesters and there might be ruckus.
Protest.
And he is thinking about canceling it. And I said, fine, go ahead and do it. I'll make some other plans. Then a day later, he texts me and says, oh, I talked to Gabe and some other volunteers and we should do it and this and that. And I said, well, now I got other plans already because this is the time. So I will not be there. And he wasn't happy about it, but
he wasn't happy about it. Yeah, he wasn't happy about it.
Right, because they're going to have it anyway, and it's just going to be a Gabe Evans. I mean, that's just, and again, that's the kind of stuff you're having to deal with, right? Just not only are you having to worry about that, I mean, it's one thing to have a legitimate, sincere, fair opponent in a primary, right? But it's another when you have people like the chair jumping in and other people doing everything they can to deliberately, I guess, undermine you, right?
Right. And he always tells me that, oh, he has to be neutral. And And every single time he would ask me, he says, I'm not sure why state party has endorsed you. And I immediately would shut him up because I said, well, then why Speaker of the House has endorsed my opponent too? And he would immediately stop right there.
So one is okay, but the other isn't. Well, let me give you this because we just have a couple minutes and I can see you're driving, so I don't. But what do you have going on? How can people help you?
Here at the end.
Yeah, and I get the sense, the fact that they're doing all of this makes me think that you probably, I know you're probably people consider you the underdog, but I bet you have a better chance.
Well, it's a huge underdog. I mean, they got Trump to endorse Gabe Evans just because of CD8. But we all know who's the real grassroots person. We all know the person who actually supports Trump as opposed to person who supports Senator Mitchell. McConnell, rather. And so you're doing a great job. I mean, fighting against everybody, and you're just not giving up an inch.
Yeah, and people can go on my website, www.janakforcd8.com. And if they want to donate, they can do it over there. If you have neighbors and all that, please tell them to get the ballot and vote for me and send it out. But again, at the same time, we are making phone calls, we are sending text messages, emails, telling people why I am better in every single area, whether it's healthcare, small business, immigration, government legislation, everything. I am better than him.
Yes.
And still, I don't know, some misguided people are still trying to support him. So go figure. Yeah.
All right, great. Keep up the good fight.
Well, we are going to. So thank you very much for having me, and keep up the good fight that you guys are doing too. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Dr. Janak Joshi there. And Charlie.
I really admire him because he is fighting against everybody.
Right. And he didn't have to do this, right?
Oh, no, he didn't.
He's happily retired and he's worried about the state of the country. Yeah, Charlene says, I'm upset with Trump over that, the Gabe Evans endorsement. I let Donald Jr. and Dan Scavino know on their Twitter accounts. Good for you, Charlene. Yeah, I think clearly President Trump did not call us or anybody in the grassroots side.
Well,
of the
he also endorsed Brown in Nevada, who's another AFP candidate. So I think he's kind of going...
Well, I
practical, but that's unfortunate.
That doesn't help. Hey, that'll wrap it up. We've been busy show today. Busy show today. But once again, you know, always remember that there are more of us than there are of them, and that's why the result is. Hey, thank you, Dr. Joshi. Oh, I think he hasn't hung up. But anyway, that'll wrap it up for us. It's Party Friday.
Let's go party.
So it's time to party. Thank you to everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for all the folks who came on. It's a great show, and we appreciate everybody on this busy Friday.
All right. We'll see you later. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.